Now, TikTok has denied the platform is addictive, telling members of an Oireachtas committee that users must make a conscious choice to scroll. Several social media and tech companies, including TikTok, Snapchat, Microsoft, Google and Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, appeared before a committee meeting on the safety of children online yesterday. And joining me on the line now this morning is Social Democrats TD Fort Kildare North, Aidan Farrelly. Deputy Farrelly, thanks for taking our call on the show.
Thank you. Morning.
So you were at that meeting yesterday, Deputy, and the main headline really is that TikTok denied that its platform is addictive. But at that hearing with the other committee members yesterday, I mean, it sounds like everyone was in disagreement to that so-called fact from TikTok.
And it's coming in the context of, you know, the many reports coming out, many court judgments around the world now that are starting to really wake up and realise the potentially addictive nature of our interactions with social media. And this kind of came, Hannah, in, it's the culmination, I suppose, meeting the social media platforms is the culmination of many weeks' work and many months' work of the committee, where we've heard from children and young people themselves, we've heard from youth workers, we've heard from researchers and experts in the field. It was really important for us to hear directly from the social media platforms, and we put some fairly concrete solutions to them by way of making the online space safer for the young people that use them. No company kind of signed up to those yesterday or agreed certainly to take my suggestions on board. It will now form a report that we make. It also comes in the context, which is really important for your listeners, where we have a minister in Patrick O'Donovan who's essentially acting like a bull in a china shop at the minute, whereby he came out yesterday and said, you know, whether Europe agrees with us or not, we're going to fully steam ahead with a ban on social media for anyone under the age of 16. The research has told us that that won't work. And we've seen polling that tells us that parents want a safer space for children and young people. I mean, we all do. But we have to do this in a way that will actually achieve that. You do that in very simple ways. We put those to the social media companies yesterday with regards to the harmful algorithms that are kind of influencing what young people see and what we all see when we scroll through our social media feeds, but also the inability to really monitor who's posting content that is directed at really influencing a target group of young people. So it was a very informative committee. It was frustrating for many members because it was fairly cleanly put to them that we have research and we have judge and court rulings that suggest that your platforms are indeed quite addictive. I put it to them that you cannot both compromise on making profit over safety. They rejected this claim, but that would be my contention, is that when your sole purpose is to make a profit for your board of directors and for your stakeholders, then it will come a time where a compromise of children and young people's safety is there. So we've a ways to go yet, Hannah.
And we were talking about it yesterday, particularly the whole discussion around the algorithm. And I mean, the algorithm is designed to be catered towards what you're engaging with. So if there is stuff that is being targeted towards you that is going to be of your interest, no wonder you're going to keep scrolling, which kind of, you know, it does contradict the claims that social media is made to not be addictive. In terms of those reports that you and the other committee members were giving yesterday on how to tackle this and how to make sure that social media is a safe space for children, I mean, what kind of examples were you giving yesterday?
What I asked each company to consider, and none of them, I suppose, agreed to it yesterday, was we have a regulator in Thomas Hume the Man, and we have a group of young people as part of the National Youth Council of Ireland asking for a link on each platform to be able to report a problem or a concern directly to Thomas Hume the Man. That way it would speed up. We've heard from many people who have tried to complain to TikTok, have tried to complain to some other platforms, Instagram, Snapchat, and the complaints procedure in and of itself is really difficult to engage with. It's very difficult to get timely action on if you want content to be reported or to be taken down if it's about you and you have no power over that. This is a really, really important thing for young people who are using this, whereby we have maybe bot accounts or we have different anonymous accounts potentially presenting themselves as you. You want that content taken down. It can take weeks for the platform to even investigate this, and then still no action comes from Thomas Hume the Man is an independent regulator. We want them to be able to deal with these reports and to see them in an instant. But you know, it's a very concrete action, but the platforms weren't willing to consider that yesterday. It won't end there, though, and that's a really important piece.
Mm.
I am worried about the minister. I'm genuinely worried about this government's strategic plan when it comes to social media, because I think they've decided on the outcome, irrespective of what facts that you tell them about it. A social media ban on 16, on under 16s, it won't work. It hasn't worked anywhere else where it's come into play. It won't work in Ireland. We need to get sure that the social media platforms themselves enforce the legislation and the regulation that's already there, turn off those recommender algorithms that tell you what you're interested in and put very harmful content your way, even if you've shown no interest in it before, and then to hold them to account through commissioning the man.
What are the, we know the social media ban, it's come into effect for the likes of Australia, but there have been reports of, I mean, children and teenagers kind of getting around it and still accessing stuff online. What is the evidence that it actually isn't working?
But you've just said it yourself, so a majority of children and young people that were now unable to access social media in Australia because of that ban still have access, still have accounts. Because they can use VPNs, they can use alternative ways of signing up, they can potentially put different forms of identification through the age verification that is automated. There's many, many workarounds to make sure. And what that has done is it's also sending people to apps that are even less regulated, sending them to online spaces that are even less, there's less kind of social awareness about them, so they're potentially more dangerous. And it hasn't actually asked the social media platforms that we're all well aware of to monitor their content and to enforce the laws in Australia or anywhere else more rigidly. Mm-hmm. We all want the one purpose here, and that is for a safer space for young people and for ourselves. A ban won't do that. Simply won't work. And that research is there from the Molly Rose Foundation in Australia and from many others that say a majority of young people, they're well able and very well attuned to be able to get the workarounds to stay online. And remember, this is a generation of young people who've been through COVID, who've been through many other things. Much of their education is online. We've encouraged them to socialise online and to be online in many other spaces. Now we whip that away from them. That's not the answer. Actually, it's about ensuring that the social media platforms do everything in their power to make sure these spaces are safe.
And going back to Commissioner Mann and the possibility of giving them the authority here, I mean, is it feasible? Is it a likely possibility? Or is it, as you're saying, you feel that the Minister for Communications is like a bull in a china shop at the moment? Is that ever going to happen, or is it going to be an outright ban for social media for under 16s here?
I think if the Minister could do it today, he would do it today. I think there's a sense of it being a determined outcome, and his statement to stay in the Dáil pretty much signposted us all to that. I think when we take on the EU presidency later on this year, he has suggested that online safety is going to become an important pillar of that, and I welcome that. I think that's very, very important. But he also said that if the EU doesn't support a ban on social media for under 16, then we'll do it ourselves. That's worrying. And that tells me that he has a sole focus, and that is to grab the headline, even if well after the fact, in 6 months or a year down the line, it will be proven that this has not made the online world any safer for young people. It has not reduced the number of young people taking up space on the online world. All it has done is grab a headline and make it maybe a little bit more challenging, but most young people will still very much have access to being online, to being on social media, yet it won't be any safer. In fact, you could argue that it'll even be more precarious.
Mm.
Let's look at the evidence now, let's look at research now, and access all these social media companies to account within the regulation that we already have there. It's robust. It is already quite comprehensive. Could it be complemented? Of course it could. Could the online world be safer? Of course it could. But we do that making social media platforms accountable. If you compare it to a physical space, if we were to design a physical space whereby we welcomed children and young people into a physical space, there is no way we would be allowed to facilitate the harms or the dangers or the threats that are currently presented to young people in the online space. That's all we need to do here is whoever is convening this online space, they need to be responsible and they need to park their profits and actually ensure that if you post something that's harmful or that's dangerous or that is maligned to whether it's chauvinistic or whether it's harmful content like that, that you're held to account for that. Age verification won't work. A social media ban won't work. Holding the companies to account through Commerce Shooting Ban and through the regulations there is the fix.
Can we expect to hear another Oireachtas committee about this in the coming few months with essentially the same headline? Because that's what it feels like at the moment. Each time there is a committee hearing, it's just TikTok, Meta, Snapchat. They're just denying those claims against them.
Yeah. And so, and again, I think it's really, really important that they were one session of six or eight that we've had in total. And what we'll do now as a committee is compile that report, and that will balance all of the different contributors' opinions and testimony, I suppose, during the process. And once we publish that report, I think that will be a crucial point that we will try to give to the minister to say, look, there are alternatives out there. This is what our country are doing. This is what young people think about the issue. This is what teachers, youth workers think about the issue. This is what the social media companies have to say. But equally, I think you're right, we're doing a bit of a dance right now, whereby, importantly, we're facilitating these companies to have a space to contribute, because if we didn't, then we'd be isolating them. We need to hear what they have to say, but that doesn't make it right. We have to be able to challenge that through research too, through evidence. And once this report is published, that will be the latest piece of very important evidence that hopefully contributes to what the minister and this government decide to do in terms of action. I'm not confident in that minister whatsoever, but here's hoping that he'll have a change of heart.